And in studio, Governor DeVal Patrick with us. He's going to answer a few questions, take your phone calls, and then at 9 o'clock, you'll be able to continue and talk about what sort of a job he's done. Now, I don't want to look at this as a job interview, but you're running for re-election.
I am, and that's the most extreme job interview imaginable, and it's exactly as it should be. Dan, thank you for having me.
Let's go next to Kathy in Lunenburg. Hi, Kathy. How are you? Welcome. Say hi to Governor Patrick.
Hi, Governor Patrick. How are you?
I'm well, Kathy. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my question.
Sure.
And it actually relates to municipal choice.
Yeah.
Which you know that we're strong advocates for out this way.
Mm-hmm.
And that bill is sitting there in the legislature, and every time I look at the calendar, I think, okay, how many more days in this legislative session? And the clock is ticking.
Yeah.
And we started a petition, Patrick, Mayor, and myself, online, of which we've already obtained just over 2,000 signatures.
Kathy, is this the power thing we've been talking about?
Yeah, this is the municipal choice bill that's currently sitting in committee.
To be able to move away from Unitil.
Right, to simply in NSTAR and Western Electric and all the investor-owned utility areas, to simply pass this bill may, you know, better our service, may better our rates, you know, just improve the quality of what we're getting for service.
Lunenburg got killed in the storm.
Got hammered in the ice storm. And I think I recognize your voice, Kathy, because you and I have talked about this a couple of times.
Many times, yeah.
Yeah, and you know I'm with you on this bill.
I know you are. I know. And actually, Representative Benson even signed our petition.
Excellent. Excellent.
So, love to have you sign it, Governor.
I'll sign it. I'll sign it. More to the point, I'd like to sign the bill.
I would love that.
You know what, Kathy? Let me do this, if I may, just in case others, and Dan, you may or may not know what we're talking about, but in case the other listeners don't know what we're talking about, Lunenburg was one of the towns that really got hammered
Townsend
in the ice storm.
And Ashby.
Exactly.
And,
North Worcester County area.
Towns.
And Unitil is the utility for much of that region.
Right. 28,000 ratepayers.
And they were singularly ill-prepared in dealing with the damage and in restoring service. It took, I think,
it's
in Lunenburg.
You coming out, Governor.
Well,
to help us.
It was finally, was it 10 days?
Yeah, well, it was almost 2 weeks.
Almost 2 weeks.
That we were without power.
I think you got your power back on Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah, just about.
Just about.
The day before Christmas Eve for my own family.
Yeah.
And for some, the power came back on and then went off again on Christmas Day, which was really tough.
So, Kathy, say a word, if it's all right with Dan, about what this bill does.
What this bill will do, it will give communities the ability, if they choose to form municipalities. Just the threat of competition would help increase our service. And make it, you know, more affordable. Just as an example, Governor, my own bill this month, $400.
Right.
I have an average-size colonial home.
Yeah.
I have a cousin who lives in Reading. I was speaking with him. His bill, and he has a muni, $80.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's really...
Just,
Dan is making a face here, Kathy.
I know.
Disbelief.
When Kathy says form municipalities, she's talking about municipal power companies.
Local power companies.
And I like the idea.
I like the idea
of the competition, and I like the idea of the local control. And so I wanted you to mention, just describe the bill so that I can do this, Kathy.
Sure.
For any of the listeners who are interested in this bill and this concept, I would ask you to support it by calling your rep or senator and asking them to support the bill and to move it onto the floor for a vote and for debate. And I think there'll be a robust debate. There'll be interest expressed on the other side, and that's the way it ought to be. But we haven't gotten movement to Kathy's point, and I think it would be helpful if people would pitch in.
By the way, Kathy, just to remind you, we tried very hard last December to get the president of that company, Unitil, and I forget his name now.
Mr. Schoenberger.
Schoenberger, and it was a long name, to come in here and take questions from his customers.
Right.
He at first agreed, then they disagreed, and I did several programs on that. We'll keep our eye on that one here on Nightside as well. Thanks, Kathy.
I appreciate it very much.
Be
Thank
well.
You.
Thank
much.
You.